On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Tom Crowsdale.
Rescuers looking for a missing 15-year-old girl from London in Malaysia say they found a body. Nora Quarin was last seen 8 days ago at the holiday resort her family was staying at. We're told police are trying to work out if the body is hers. Reporter Laura Bundock's been following the story.
Her family, very early on in the search, said they didn't believe she had just wandered off and they believed it was an abduction. Now, the Malaysian authorities denied this. They said it was a missing person search. Either way, though, it seems that that search is now over.
A woman hurt in a crash in Broadstairs has died from her injuries. The 87-year-old was in one of three cars involved in the collision on Northwood Road on Saturday. A man arrested over what happened has been released while police investigate. Meanwhile, a man's been locked up for seriously injuring his passenger in a crash in Sheerness. The court heard Michael Chapman was going too fast when he lost control and went into a tree and a fence in New Roads 11 months ago. The 28-year-old from Second Avenue has been sentenced to 3 years.
KMFM News.
A group of MPs is suggesting a ban on using hands-free mobiles while driving. The Transport Select Committee says it's just as risky as using a handheld device. Its chair is Lillian Greenwood.
Whether they use it hands-free or whether they're using it whilst holding it in their hand, it's providing a distraction.
Well, the committee wants all devices like sat-navs to be banned, but driving instructor Robert Brown says it'd be hard to police and would change the way we're tested.
They use sat-navs on driving tests now. We teach people to use sat-navs. It would be going back to how we did it before.
But Mark Turner from Road Victims Trust supports a tougher approach.
You can take away all the distractions around that when people are driving and people concentrate on the road as they should do, then that's a good thing.
The committee says it wants action by the end of the year.
KMFM. KMFM News.
Investigators are trying to work out what caused a big fire at an old hospital in Folkestone. Crews were called to the Royal Victoria on Radnor Park Road last night. No one was hurt. You can see pictures of the damage it's done at kentonline.co.uk. Three British men are being praised for restraining a man in Sydney who had a knife. A woman's been taken to hospital, but officers in Australia say they don't think it's terror-related. A conservation scientist has told KMFM councils across Kent need to start planting trees to try and tackle climate change. 9 out of the 13 local authorities in the county have declared a climate emergency, but Ashford and Dover have rejected the idea, while Dartford and Sevenoaks haven't made their minds up yet. Charlie Gardner from the University of Kent says eating less meat could also help.
It's taking away the futures of our children and grandchildren. So that's a huge social cost that everyone is paying for meat production.
Relatives of an Australian woman who went missing after visiting Kent 22 years ago said they still want answers. Marion Barter told her family she was going on a year-long holiday to England in 1997. She was last known to have visited Tunbridge. Here's her daughter, Sally.
She hasn't been seen or sighted in 22 years. She hasn't touched her superannuation. She's got a bank account that she set up before she went overseas, which sits around 15,000 Australian dollars, which still remains untouched and is currently in unclaimed funds.
A new entertainment centre's opened up at the site of an £850,000 leisure complex in Ashford. There'll be things like gigs, food markets and vintage clothes sales at the Coachworks, which is near the International Station. But it'll only be there for 5 years when it's turned into part of the site's commercial quarter.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Gillingham hosts League Two side Newport County in the Carabao Cup later. The Gills will be looking to bounce back from their 2-1 defeat to Burton on the opening day of the League Two season on Saturday. Speaking after that match, assistant manager Paul Rayner said the side needs to improve.
It'll be a tough game for us, so we've got to bounce back. You know, it's about winning that next football match and putting a team out there that works harder than it did today, keeps the ball better and creates more problems for the opposition.
Kickoff at Priestfield is at 7:45. Now, just 6 months after hip surgery, Andy Murray's back in singles tennis action later. He's up against Spain's Feliciano Lopez in the Cincinnati Masters. We now know there'll be women's 2020 cricket at the Commonwealth Games in 2022. Beach volleyball and para table tennis will also be on the programme in Birmingham, but shooting and archery have been dropped. Australia have left out fast bowler James Pattinson from their squad for the second Ashes test, which starts tomorrow. He took a couple of wickets as the tourist thrash England in the opening match at Edgbaston. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.